bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview, Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation? And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. You know, apparently Victor's a musician, too. So he's just an artist all the way around. How about that? Before we get going, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Look, even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. And again, you don't want your kids or your family or you breathing bad moldy air. That's no good. Call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. Canty, these are the answer people, trust me. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed, cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. cantycanfixit.com. By the way, Ramona, last night in Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays,
oh yeah, what happened?
Playing without one of their absolute superstar players, they beat the Dodgers again.
They did.
The Blue Jays are now leading the series and are one win away from a World Series title. The Blue Jays, the Toronto Blue Jays, what a story. By the way, Ramona, I don't know what Jeff Pass and all the other people who were lamenting the Dodgers and the biggest payroll in baseball, I don't know what they're going to do if the Dodgers lose. I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to retract all those stories? Because, again, the company line leading into the series was basically that this was the Dodgers series, it was over, and that this just proves that Major League Baseball needs a salary cap. Now, look, I don't necessarily dispute the salary cap notion, but I dispute the direct correlation. And if the Dodgers fail to win the World Series, are you going to come out and say, well, maybe just having the most money isn't enough? maybe you actually have to make the right baseball decisions as well. And quite honestly, Toronto looks like the better team. This could really be over. You know, Toronto lost the 18-inning game, and again, they were playing without two of their best players for most of that game. One was a decision they made. The other was an injury. But because Bichette was out based on a base-running situation. But, you know, this series could really already be over. Now, look, the Blue Jays aren't some small market, no-money team. They're still a high-salary team. So I don't want to make it seem like, you know, this is the Pittsburgh Pirates beating the Dodgers, because it's not. The Blue Jays are probably top five or six, too. So, it's an expensive roster. Some might argue that this is a haves versus haves. But if the ultimate have does not win, and if they lose, especially if they lose the next game, and Toronto basically just kicks their A, like it looks like they're doing right now, well, you know, the team with all the MVPs, the, you know, Ohtani and, you know, the Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, you know, the team with all the MVPs could go down to a team from Toronto. We shall see. I mean, that's how it looks right now. Now, again, they have enough talent. They could come back. They could. But, I mean, a rookie just dazzled and confused them last night. Matt in Greenville. Matt, how are you, Matt?
Hey, Walt. Thanks for getting me in.
Yeah, thanks for getting in, Matt. Good to have you.
I don't really watch baseball that much, but I watch some of the playoff games with the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
I've never seen an enthusiastic fan base standing the whole game.
Yeah.
I'm a part-time baseball watcher, but
yeah,
that was pretty impressive. Seattle really loves their sports, and that was pretty cool.
Yep, and Toronto loves their Blue Jays, too. But, yeah, Seattle does love their sports. That's a fact. You know, the sad part is, Matt, way back in time, they used to have the Seattle Supersonics. And I think that city is a candidate again. So we'll see.
That'd be cool. Historically, has Toronto ever won a World Series?
Yeah. Yeah, they have. Joe Carter and company. Yep.
Okay. No, I heard a lot of people lamenting, like, oh, well, it's the L.A. team and a Canadian team. I'm like, if you like baseball, you'll watch.
Yeah, I it's funny because I haven't really tracked any ratings thus far on it, so I don't know where we stand in that regard. But it's been some good baseball, and quite honestly, most of the good baseball has been played by Toronto.
And the pitch clock thing really does help a viewer. Yeah. I mean, I remember watching a Braves game as a kid, and my grandfather falling asleep watching the game, and it'd still be going on. I'd be like, this isn't my sport.
Yep.
So, did I hear you correctly? I could have been misinterpreting what you said, but you said Clemson should go after the quarterback if he has more eligibility at USF. He would fit the system better.
I just think that, no, I don't think it's necessarily fit the system better. I think that he's an insane talent. And if you're willing to just, if you're really willing to jump all in to the portal, then I don't think you'd be opposed to a one-year starting quarterback if he becomes available. You know, this is what Miami has done the last 2 years, and they've been a contender both years because of it. I just think that's the nature of the portal. I think that if you get a talent like that, if you can get a talent like that for 1 year, then I think he serves as a perfect bridge quarterback. And, oh, by the way, in the meantime, you go back to winning the league, you go back to making the playoff, you go back to being really national relevant if he stays healthy for him, which is always a question. But, you know, and that's the danger with investing a lot in a quarterback. What happens if he gets hurt? I mean, what happens if the $4 million man at Duke, Mensa, gets hurt? And it would be true for Clemson if they go shopping quarterbacks. But no, I gave a list of 12 quarterbacks, I think, 11 or 12. And I'm adding another one today, by the way. I'm adding Cutter Bowley of Kentucky to this mix. Bowley was a freshman. And look, I said before Bowley ever started a game, I said that I've watched the film on Cutter Bowley. And I said, I think this is the best Kentucky quarterback talent that we have seen in a very, very long time. I mean, I think at least since Jared Lorenzen, and maybe since Tim Couch. I think that's what Cutter Bowley is. And I don't think anybody knows this. I don't think anybody around the nation, because I've not seen or heard anybody talk about Cutter Bowley other than us on this show. And we talked about him weeks and weeks ago before he ever started a game. And I warned then, in fact, I told William Quackenbush off air, I said, I think Cutter Bowley is the next great Kentucky quarterback. He's a guy, given what's happening at Kentucky and the fact that Mark Stoops, we haven't even talked about that job, but you know, that's another situation, and I think Cutter Bowley could be available. So he's another name. Let's add him to the mix, the quarterback watch.
Well, what's a shame is Kentucky isn't smart and go in-state and hire the Western Kentucky head coach and say, come in and fix this.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do next. I don't know.
But I appreciate it, Paul.
Thanks. Yep. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. All right, yeah, so let's add Cutter Bowley. If you heard me yesterday, and I went over, I gave you like 11 or 12 quarterback names. I want to add Cutter Bowley to that mix. I think that you're talking about a guy who he's really played well. So he inherited a mess, and he's really played well. And again, this is a guy who I warned about before he ever started a game. Before his first start, I warned about Cutter Bowley. And I mentioned it to my good friend William Quackenbush off air. I said, watch Cutter Bowley. The guy is about to become the Kentucky quarterback. And I think, I don't know. Let me just see. I think he's completing like 66% of his throws. I'm not sure. Let's see what we have for Cutter Bowley stats. Cutter Bowley. He is... he's completing 66.5% of his throws. He's completed 105 of 158, 7.7 per attempt. And so he's been really good for Kentucky in a short period of time as a guy who was just suddenly thrown into the mix. And again, Bowley is a 6'5", 220-pound freshman. All right. So, and he has ability. And when I knew that Kentucky had an injury at quarterback and Kentucky hated the quarterback, I went back and I watched Cutter Bowley's high school film. I did this, you know, again, this was done weeks ago. And I came back and I said, watch Cutter Bowley. I think he may be the next great Kentucky quarterback. And, you know, and either the next coach there or someone else, or maybe he still Stoops out, I don't know, or some of their program. This seems like an ideal situation to steal this guy. And it also feels like nobody around the nation, like 247 and the people who, again, we don't have any transfer portal yet, just to be fair. And we don't know what's going to happen with Cutter Bowley. But I want to add him to the mix. And I should have added him on my original list, but I'm adding Cutter Bowley to that mix. So mark the tape, Ramona. 10:30, 2025, 5:15 p.m. Cutter Bowley, part of the Road Rage Dirty Dozen or so, I think. You can get in. People always complain you can't get into the show. You can get in right now. 654-7627, 654-7627. Jeff's bid on that football is going to take us over $50,000 raised in the auction. And then we'll see where we wind up today. And then tomorrow we have... obviously, the one major big ticket item, and I'll tell you about that and give you some details of that in just a little bit. Again, you can get in if you want, 654-7627. All college football talk from here on out. Let me tell you about my man Nick Lavery, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, right behind Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. Look, do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located, as I said, in Clemson, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, right behind Mellow Mushroom. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. That's amazing. His areas of practice include DUI. Look, if you've been charged with DUI, it doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. This could disrupt and change your entire future. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights and your future. call Nick Lavery. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. You've been injured in any sort of accident. It's important to let Nick Lavery evaluate your case and to advise you personally on how you should handle your situation. I made a mistake in mine, one that I'm still paying for, one that I will never make again. Hopefully I never get hit from behind again. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will make sure you get justice. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What do you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. It doesn't mean they're a bad kid. It means they made a mistake, and young people make mistakes. It's what we do and what we do. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call Nick, 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680. That's free. Or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com, nicklaverylaw.com. I promise you will thank me later. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at AMPM Farms. Look, I'm just going to tell you this, all right? If you like steak, if you're like a steak person, you actually haven't had steak until you get to AMPM Farms. Listen, when we say farm to table at AMPM Farms, we mean it. Platt and Ashley Moore, the owners, have a 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn. We're talking true farm-to-table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They own their own cows. They don't use vaccines or hormones. This is a huge differentiator because 95% of the beef in this country does. You are talking about the creme de la creme of beef. There's nothing close to this. I'm telling you, if you go and visit AMPM Farms Butchery and Market and you try their steaks, I don't care what steaks you try their hamburger, you are never going back to wherever you're getting your steaks from now. You just won't accept it anymore. I have said forever, Mona, this is sort of my creed. This is what I do. I don't mind paying for something if it's good. What I hate paying for is something that isn't good. And I've been buying a lot of bad steaks for a long period of time and paying up for them before I was introduced to AMPM Farms. I have had the Tomahawk steaks. I have had the Filet Mignons. I have had the in-house dry-aged ribeye. Best selection of in-house dry-aged beef in the upstate. No one's close. I have had all of these steaks and more. They are so insanely good. You just need to try and experience the difference. Their butchers are also professionally trained chefs. They will help you with any cut you want. They will advise you how to cook anything you want. You can go in and consult with their butchers. I mean, it's like having your own beef doctor. Weekly burger flights, amazing deals on legitimate great hamburger in bulk. Organic chicken. Honestly, if you haven't tried organic chicken from AMPM Farms, you don't even remember what chicken's really like. Because a lot of the chicken you get elsewhere, it's hard to describe. It's like this solid rubbery stuff that has a glisten to it. Meat as texture, people. Organic chicken. Homemade sausage. Three convenient locations. A Fountain in Greenville and Traveler's Rest, open 7 days a week. Their market has incredible variety of local vendors like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn. Wild game weekends include bison burgers, elk tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats. Seminole Ted participates in the wild game weekends at AMPM Farms. Join us in time for the football season. Make AMPM Farms Butchery and Market a weekly stop if you want to enhance your tailgate this season. Visit AMPMFarmsButcheryandMarket.com to learn more and follow them online again, and you will 100% thank me later. It's AMPMFarmsButcheryandMarket.com to learn more. Follow them on social media to see their selection. Visit one of their three locations, Fountain Inn on Allenbridge Road, Greenville Lawrence Road, Traveler's Rest on South Main Street. When we say farm to table, we mean it. It's 100% legit. It's a farmer's market that's open every day that raises their own beef that is like nothing you've ever put in your mouth. Quick break.
Lennox in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Swamp Fox Distilling in Pendleton has partnered with The Roar, and we're raising money for Tigers for Tatas. Throughout the entire month of October, they're donating 50% of their sales of orange and vanilla all-in rum and all-pink merchandise. They also have raffle baskets that include rum bottles signed by head coach Dabo Sweeney and others. Visit Swamp Fox Distilling, located at 128 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton on the Square. Open Thursday through Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m.
Did you know you can get paid to increase your home's comfort and efficiency? Contact Koala Insulation to see how to increase comfort and lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Right now, you can also get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. The tax credits give homeowners 30% back in tax credits from their insulation upgrade, up to $1,200. But these tax incentives are expiring at the end of 2025 and will not return. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville at 864-867-1779 today to learn more.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Your fantasy roster is set, the smack talk is heating up, and this season ESPN Bet is giving you more ways to ride with your squad. Introducing the ESPN Bet Fan Center, where you can instantly link and bet on your fantasy teams right in the ESPN Bet app. an enhanced sports betting experience only from ESPN Bet, the sportsbook for sports fans. Download the app and link your ESPN Bet and ESPN accounts to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. On game day, great prep makes all the difference. Same goes for your pizza. That's why I go with Frigidaire Stone-Baked Pizza Oven. Fresh pizzas go from dough to done in just 2 minutes.
Whether you're throwing a party or squeezing in dinner between plays, this oven delivers hot, crispy, restaurant-quality pizza right from your kitchen. Only from Frigidaire. Game-ready pizza. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. You know, this amazing handmade bowl by Victor has been sitting in front of me all day, and I've been looking at it all day, and I'm jealous of it. When I just walked by it now, when I got up, I thought, you know, I haven't lifted that up. I lifted it up. That is solid. I mean,
it's solid.
Oh, it's. Oh, man. Let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey and Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary and Jeannie Mahaffey run and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. And Gary represents the seven largest companies and all of the available plans. The agents that work under Gary's tutelage make sure they carry on the tradition of kindness and service, quality, availability, which are still the trademarks of this company. You've heard the many testimonials from the customers who routinely call in to the station, to this show, really. And Gary and his gang will always take the time for you. I mean, we've had back-to-back callers live on air just thanking Gary and praising him. It's endless. You cannot enter Medicare age and not have Gary Mahaffey on your side. It's just not a good decision. There's no way to navigate this as a layperson, and there are too many, as Gary says, charlatans out there, and there factually are. It's a world full of sharks, and you know, Gary is right here helping people every day. That's what he does. Gary's behind each of his agents, is always available to you by phone or in person. Gary and his agent's service always comes at no cost to you. Gary is just going to help you in every way humanly possible. So call him today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. And again, as always, you will 100% thank me later. It's Gary Mahaffey. All right, I want to get to some more college football conversation. There are two items left to bid on today. Let me give you an update. I keep losing the iron horse. Here it is. Okay. The one iron horse package went really early, and that went for the buy it now 500. The other iron horse package has a bid of 300. The buy it now is 500. Excuse me. And that is the charcuterie board package, right? This serves 20 to 25 people, right? We have a bid of just $300 on it right now, $500 the buy it now price. Somebody let's go and let's make that your own. Choice of meats. How good does this sound, Ramona? Again, iron ore steamers, we've learned, is just...
we had it.
They're just amazing.
It's great.
Yeah, they're just amazing. So here's what you get in the charcuterie board that serves 20 to 25 people. Choice of meats, Genoa salami, Calabrese salami, capricola, prosciutto, summer sausage, pepperoni, choice of cheeses, cheddar, brie, Havarti, pepper jack, smoked gouda, goat, blue cheese, variety of fruits and nuts, and it serves 20 to 25 people. So for whatever your little get-together you're having, I don't care what it is. Any gathering that you're having, or you know, just your own family. If you just want to stuff your faces like you were 20 to 25 people. That's what I actually vote
for. That's what I would do.
That's what I actually vote for. Okay, let's do the math. Okay, this normally feeds 20 to 25. If there are four of us, you know, we're to eat. We're going to feast. Let's do that. So somebody come in strong and make that your own. And then the last Dabo Swinney full staff hand signed football. It's full staff football. We're at 1,500 on that. Jeff is in the lead for that. I need a bid of 1,750 or more on that, 2,500 to close it. This is the last full staff signed football, at least the last I'm aware of. I don't have any other here. You know, I think we just have the one because I believe everything that we had left, except for the one big ticket item tomorrow, was here for me today. So I have that football. So I need a bid of at least 1750 or more on that. 2500 would close that and make it your own. And again, we have the charcuterie board package courtesy of Iron Horse Steamers at 300, and 500 is the buy it now. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going, Walt?
Good, Joe.
You know, I was thinking about OCs and different things. One thing I will say about Boomer, we don't have to worry about character issues, you know, unlike Brian Kelly.
Yes, that's true.
And that type of thing. And I the only maybe, if he hires an OC, I'll be back on board, a competent OC. And personally, I think...
Now, Ramona, Joe is back on if he hires an OC.
I said maybe. Because, like, that, the more I thought about it, I was like, you know, there's some really, really rough coaches out there.
And it's a mess, Joe. There are stormy seas, Joe. Very stormy seas in college football right now. It's an absolute mess. I mean, but let's just play along with your original thought. All right, you wanted to get rid of Beamer. If you got you changed your tune a little today, but if you were going to get rid of Beamer, who would you want to replace him? Who would you like?
Willie Fritz, 100%.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Well, why not?
I don't know, because apparently Willie Fritz has leprosy and they haven't heard about antibiotics.
But the guy is like...
I know, Joe. You know? I get it. We've both been leading the Willie Fritz train for a long period of time, but nobody's hired him. And finally Houston did, and now Houston's ranked.
Have you seen that coach's clinic when he did like a 30-minute presentation? I swear he was like Belichick. He was breaking down penalties. He said, I need smart players. Yeah. I don't need like fast. That's fine. He said, but if you're not smart, I can't use you.
Yeah.
And he's like the least penalized team in America, one of the least. And that does make a difference. It does make a difference.
Yeah. I don't disagree with any of that. I just don't think you'd hire him.
Well,
I think he should have moved to a big job long ago. I think it's a mystery. I mean, I think it's been a mystery forever, and it's still a mystery. And now we're talking about age with him. Now we're talking, well, he's 64. Well, you know, Cignetti's 64. You know,
he looks like the most healthiest 64-year-old I've ever seen in my life.
Right, right. I mean, that's the thing. There are degrees of age. Okay, Trump is 80. Dude doesn't sleep, and he works 24 hours a day. Biden, at a similar age, was in a coma. So, you know, there are degrees of all this stuff. Some are good, and some aren't.
And I was just thinking about the character thing, you know. At the end of the day, these are still young men, 18 to 22-year-olds. You can't just have, like, these coaches that paid millions of dollars and they don't give a damn about players. They don't care. And, like, I'm sorry, Kirby Smart does not care about his players. He does not. All he cares about is winning. Otherwise, they would not have those issues. Yeah. I mean, it's leadership matters. And young men need leaders. And sometimes these young men come from really tough backgrounds. And, you know, if you have a coach, Dabo Swinney and other coaches have realized it's not just about football. Even Will Muschamp, it wasn't just about football.
Brian Kelly doesn't care about his players. Obviously, they all hate him. Every one of his ex-players just hates his guts.
And that whole thing in Notre Dame really bothered me. He continued practice after that kid died.
There's another story, Joe. You know what? Go research this. Go research back when he was in the MAC conference. Go research that story back then, because that thing, I don't know all the details of that. And it's been a long time on that deal, but I seem to be like the only person in America who's aware of that. But there was a situation back then that that there were a lot of questions raised about, and go research that. Find out that answer for me.
I'll look into that. One last question I was going to ask you, Walt. The OC at Navy, or just honestly their entire coaching staff, would somebody go after him? Personally, I think that's a really good OC. That's a really brilliant offensive mind. And you don't have to run the triples. It's like a spread similar to Fritz, in my opinion.
Right.
Like, don't you think he has potential as maybe a potential head coach?
Yeah, maybe, but I also think it helps to have Blake Horvath running that offense.
No, that's true. That's true.
Do you know this, Joe? Let me see. I think I have this somewhere here in my notes. Where is it? Here it is. You know, we don't talk about this guy. We talk about the Heisman Trophy, and but we don't talk about Blake Horvath. There's no ever talk about Blake Horvath, a Navy guy. Roger Staubach once won it. I realize it's not the same deal. The last five football games, all right, that Navy has played, Joe, the last five games, Blake Horvath has rushed for 728 yards as a quarterback the last five games, and he's throwing the ball.
He's just warming up.
I can't wait to watch Navy North Texas. I mean, I think we're gonna have a high scoring shootout.
And that league's really entertaining.
It is a fantastic team. It really is. A lot of good teams, a lot of entertaining football, a lot of talent. Which means that the major schools are all gonna be raiding that league after the season.
I'll leave you with this. Well, Mike Leach said one time, he's like, which one would you rather get in a fight with mascots? How about Halloween characters? The Mummy, Dracula, Wolfman. Which one do you think you could take down the easiest? Appreciate it, Walt.
That's a good question. So which monster wins the fight? That's a really good question. Well, you can't kill Jason, you know, so Jason would have to be in that mix. But I think I'd have to go with Dracula. You know, he doesn't look the part, but I think I'd have to go with Dracula because he can fly. You know, and, you know, it's that flying thing that gives Dracula the edge. Plus, you know, he lived for a million years. And the only way you can kill him is, well, you can drive a stake through his heart, though. You know, he can be killed with a stake through the heart. This is a really good point, Joe. See, because Jason, you really can't kill. I mean, they might have run out of movies finally, but you couldn't kill him. I mean, remember you had the Jason versus Freddy thing where Jason walks out of the water with Freddy's head, but Freddy was still alive. So you can't really kill him. I mean, they tried to shoot him and burn him and drop him from buildings and push him out of windows. And I mean, they tried pretty much everything with Jason, right? It's a really good conversation. The Wolfman could be killed with a silver bullet. You could off the Wolfman. So you can't be the Wolfman. I mean, very scary, but you can't be the Wolfman. Frankenstein monster. Frankenstein pretty much invincible. Yeah, pretty much fire. Frankenstein doesn't like fire. So that's a bit of a problem there. That's just a good one, Joe. It's a good one. It's a good, really good. Ramona doesn't even know what's going on because she's on the phone line. But it's a real good point that Joe brings up. I'm going to have to think about it a little, Joe, but I'm leaning towards Dracula. Ramona, did you hear any of that? Joe wants to know which monster, you know, you brought up Wolfman, Frankenstein, Dracula, which monster basically wins in a fight? Which rules the day?
Between who?
All of them. Joe gave a few examples, but all of them.
Like, okay, so Frankenstein, Dracula,
Freddy, Jason, Frankenstein, Dracula,
oh,
Wolfman.
All of them.
Who wins?
I say the Wolfman.
See, I don't think so, because you have a silver bullet. He's toast.
Well, I thought you meant they were fighting each other.
Well, I mean, they are fighting each other, but
somebody's going to come in and use a silver bullet?
Yeah, Dracula could shoot him with the silver bullet.
All right, okay. All right. Then I don't know.
Dracula had brains, too, right? See, I think it's Dracula.
Yeah, he was smart.
Because he can fly. But now, again, stake through the heart. You have to know where his coffin is. And you know, you have to get there at the right time of day. You have to know where his coffin is, and you have to get there in the right time of day. Now, we're going to have to think about this a little bit more. We'll take a quick break to be able to do that. We'll be right back with Stano and Melvin and you on the other side.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Hey y'all, this is Dabo Sweeney. In football, a strong connection between players wins games. In life, a strong connection helps everyone win. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet you can get, and it's backed by folks who live here and who care about doing things the right way. Whether it's game day streaming, working from home, or keeping up with family, Upcountry Fiber is your best play. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Draw Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the Upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the Upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlawnliving.com.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I got that green light, babe. I get to be moving on of here. I got that green light, babe. I got to be moving on of here.
Welcome to the Road Rage. So, Ramona, so Frank called in and said that Frankenstein would be the first one eliminated if he had that Abby Normal brain.
Yeah, if he had the Abby Normal brain.
Yes, the Abby Normal brain. It's
excellent.
Young Frankenstein reference. You know, Ramon, I got people saying this monster talk is awesome. I mean, it's Halloween.
I never thought about it, but you would have to think about that.
Yes. Now, I had some people call in and suggest Godzilla or King Kong.
You mean versus each other?
No, I mean
or
just
put them in there too.
Yeah, as possible, you know. But didn't they both die? King Kong.
Yeah.
King Kong got shot. He got gunned down on top of the Empire State Building with Fay Wray originally, wasn't it?
Yeah, but all these people, all these monsters are gone except for maybe Michael Myers never leaves.
No, Jason, they don't die because they have to make more movies.
Yeah. But Dracula and all them, they all got killed off in their movies.
No. I got a lot of people saying it's definitely Dracula. I sort of think so. I think it's got to be Dracula. Now, wait a minute. Let me see. I'm looking for all the Dracula messages I saw. Now I'm having trouble finding them because it's moving so close. Tess said, but if Dracula got close to me with a stake, I turn into a bat and fly away. Yeah, see, that's the thing. See, Dracula can fly. That's like an advantage. You know, he flies as a bat. You know, he turns into a bat. They're not really like, they all have their Achilles heel when you actually start to think about it. Frankenstein, he doesn't like fire. You know, Frankenstein, no fire. And then the Wolfman, silver bullets. Dracula, garlic across. You know, the thing is, in all the evidence that we've ever had with the garlic and the cloths, Dracula sort of laughs at that. You know, it doesn't kill him. He sort of puts his hand up for a second. And he says, "You think that cross is going to save you? Nay, nay." You know, and so you have to drive the stake through his heart. But again, you got to find where he lives. You have to find where the casket is, and you have to get there in the daylight hours. Because if you get there at night, then, you know, he's just going to kill you when you open it before you, you know. Well, you won't even be in it. You'll be opening it, and he'll be, you know, behind
he'd
you.
He'll be, like, behind
yeah,
you.
Behind
yeah,
behind you. Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And Godzilla, I don't. How did Godzilla die? I don't remember. Godzilla, did he get gunned down? Did he get, like, the
I think so.
Yeah, he got, like, the King Kong.
You know, remember, I saw that Godzilla movie where he walked off into the sunset with
you're like
his
Mrs. Godzilla. It's like your favorite movie. So you should know how he died.
Yeah, and then one of them, he walked away with his pal. They didn't kill him.
Dexter said, which one are we talking about now? Dexter said, all you gotta do is throw some garlic in that nerd and he's out of here. Total scrub. He's a jag, as you'd like to say, Walt. That's pretty funny. We have monster jags now, Ramona. He's just a guy. He's a jag. I've got to say something before I get to the phones. Melvin, Jason, I'm coming to you. And that is Stano and Rudy. We have a story for you. And Stano has done it again. Stano has bought the Iron Horse package. He's bought the Iron Horse charcuterie package for the Buy It Now 500. But, Ramona, once again, He has redonated it. He has redonated it. And so that puts Rudy back in the lead at 300 for the charcuterie package that Stano actually just won for $500.
Right.
So he has done it again. So that's absolutely amazing, Stano. You know, Stano, Rudy, all these people, Jeff, Frank, I saw. Frank has bought things before. Frank is the one who called about the Abby Normal Brain. He's bought things in this auction. I mean, you people just never cease to amaze me. It's absolutely incredible, the generosity, the caring for other people, the wanting to fight this fight and be a part of this fight. It just is incredible. And so Stano purchases the wins the Iron Horse, the second Iron Horse charcuterie package, the buy it now price of $500. Then he redonates it to Rudy, and that puts Rudy in front again at $500. So it would be wonderful if someone then came in and did that for the full price. But yeah, all these amazing people, incredible. Texter, Ramona, here we have it, Ramona. Texter 843, talk sports, please. We talk sports all
the
time.
He doesn't like fun inside the show.
Right.
No fun.
I just told you, Texter, I've got 1,000 texts on Monsters, and we've talked about it for 5 minutes. We're sorry to inconvenience you. and the rest of it is for fighting cancer. And yeah, we talk sports. And honestly, the first person who has said that in this month of giving, which is sad, really. But, you know, you do you, my man. Let me get to Melvin. Melvin, how are you, Melvin? Good to have you.
Hey, I'm doing good. Well, a great show.
Thank you, Melvin.
Hey, I've been listening to you since you was on Mickey Prowler's show in the afternoon.
Thank you, Melvin. That means a lot to me, man.
Hey, I got a question for you. Syracuse coach Fran Brown.
Yep.
How do you think he'll do at a major school like a Florida State, LSU, or Penn State? Because I really think he connects with the young kids.
Yeah, I think he would do great. I really do. I think he would give you the element of recruiting that a Deion Sanders can give you, but I think this man can really coach football, where I'm not sure Deion can. I think Fran Brown is a dude. I think if one of those schools gets enough backbone and courage to hire him, because you are going to have to make a sort of leap with him. I mean, he's coaching at Syracuse. He hasn't been a head coach for long. But, you know, Dabo Swinney was never a head coach when he became, you know, a legend here. I think, you know, and he lost his starting quarterback. Now, granted, Angeli came in late, but he lost him. And that changed his season, obviously. Plus, their schedule, we talked about before the year, the most brutal ACC schedule in history. Just a ridiculously stupid schedule. Somebody had it out for them. But I'm with you, Melvin. I think if you put Fran Brown at a place like Penn State or Florida or LSU, a place like that with those kind of resources, I think players flock to the dude. I mean, we saw it after the Clemson-Syracuse game. You had Clemson players sort of crossing the line to go and talk to Fran Brown. That's something I've never seen before. You know, so
yes, sir. He reminds me a little bit of Dabo when he first started.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right, I'm with you, Melvin. Man, I think if somebody had the courage to hire him, and you are going to have to make a little bit of a leap of faith, because again, he's not coached at a major school other than Syracuse, and it's just been a 1 year situation, but 1 year plus now, but man, he just oozes all the right stuff. He just does.
Yeah, if he had the right support and they give him the time. I think he'll do great.
I do,
well,
too.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Melvin. I'm glad you made that call. Thank you, Melvin. You need to call more often. It's a great job. I appreciate you listening all this time, Melvin. It means a lot to me. You know, it's funny because I actually was going to talk about Fran Brown earlier in this regard. I know that this would be a little bit riskier, perhaps, than hiring some of these other guys, but there's a risk no matter who you hire. And I don't know whether any of these schools would be willing to do this or not at this point, but I would. I mean, I would. I mean, if you turn Fran Brown loose at Penn State or LSU or Florida, what would he be capable of? Man, I think in a short period of time, we've already seen what he's capable of at Syracuse. You know, and plus, dude takes no prisoners. You know, I think it was the UConn game where and he's making his players run after the game. I mean, you know, I don't think I've ever seen that. Look, I'm in favor of that. I mean, it's not a name that we've discussed a lot, but I am in favor of that. I mean, if one of these major schools hires Fran Brown, you're not going to hear me critically panning that. I'm gonna be in support of that. I actually would love to see that. You know, I think he gives you the Deion ability to relate to players, but he's just light years better football coach. I mean, so I think there's that. I mean, yes, 100%. All right, we still have lots to get to. Jason in Columbia, you're going to be first up as soon as we get back. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Yoders. Established in 1986, man, that's a long time ago, by the Yoders family. This family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with the mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoders offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. It's a Horatio Alger story. They started with basically nothing, and they've built themselves up to be one of the largest independent building supply stores in the nation. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Listen, this is Yoder's. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. They're located at 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay. The phone is 864-972-3003. 972-3003. Hours Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday, they're closed. The website is goyoders.com, Yoders.com. At Yoders Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. They're absolutely incredible. Go see them. You'll thank me later. All right, Jason, you'll be up first when we get back. We have a lot of college football talk on the other side, and we'll figure out.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles.